Welcome to this week's edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm your host, Greg Tucker. Today we're going to talk about employment, retirement, benefits. Everybody likes to benefit at their place of employment. We know that the Great Recession took millions of Americans by surprise, and also their employers face very difficult decisions about keeping their businesses afloat. And while at the same time, many workers face layoffs, reductions in pay, and declines in savings and home values and retirement accounts. Well, as the economy has recovered, it has implications for what employers are doing to support their workers and to save for a secure retirement. Catherine Collinson is here from the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies to help us understand the current landscape looks like. You did a recent survey, Catherine. Share with us some of the insights.
Our recent survey talked to more than 750 employers and found some really encouraging news. Their businesses are growing, as are their retirement benefits. And I don't want to get too data factoid on you, but this news is phenomenal. 72% of the employers surveyed said they've hired additional employees in the last year, and 74% have given raises.
Well, clearly excellent news, Catherine. But how does this translate on the retirement benefit side? What are employers doing now that they haven't been doing or weren't doing a short time ago?
We're also seeing a huge resurgence in retirement benefits. The number of employers who offer a 401k or similar plan has increased to 79% in 2014, and that's up from 72% in 2007, which was before the recession.
Right. Well, I know that one of the powerful aspects of a 401k plan is the matching contribution element. What's going on there? Are employers not only offering 401ks, but are they kicking in some skin in the game? Are they adding to those plans?
Even more good news. As we all know and live through, a lot of employers either reduced or suspended their matching contributions during the recession. And this year we found that the number of employers who offer a match has almost fully rebounded back to its 2007 level.
Catherine, we hear a lot of talk about the save 10. You know, 10% is that number. You got to be saving 10% of your income and, you know, in a retirement instrument. To many, that's just pretty implausible or seems unreachable. Is that the case? What are we seeing there? And what good advice can you offer listeners?
A couple of things. Many workers are already knocking at the door at 10%. When in our research, we look at contribution rates of people in a 401k plan, and the median rate is 8%. So that extra 2% may very well be within reach. And a big part of it is getting the word out and encouraging people to run the numbers and see if they can't save more.
Right. So we've talked about calculators and how you can calculate your retirement savings needs and whether you're on track or not. And there's a host of those calculators out there. And I believe you have one on the Transamerica Center's website at transamericainstitute.org, don't you?
We have a fantastic calculator available that you can input some basic information and it'll tell you if you're on track or not to meet your retirement income needs.
Great. Well, know your need and more importantly, know what you're doing about that need to prepare for a longer and hopefully happy and successful retirement. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute here on WYPR, your NPR news station.